Now, a reminder that the spookiest day of the year is upon us, and K-pop demon hunters will be among the skeletons, vampires and ghoulish creatures out trick-or-treating as children, of course, celebrate Halloween. But is the true origin of Halloween even scarier than fiction if we look into the depths of our mythical past? Well, our reporter Joe Caulfield has been looking into this as he descended into Aonagat, or the Cave of Cats in County Roscommon, to learn more about the other world and the origins of Samhain. He was accompanied by local folklorist Mike McCarthy.
The bottom of that cave is one of the three darkest places in Ireland, and we think that's what it would have been used for, as a testing place for young warriors to take yourself down there in the dark on your own to face the Morrigan.
In an ancient cavern deep beneath farmland in County Roscommon, the spirits of the underworld are preparing for their annual trip to the land of the living. For according to ancient Irish mythology, it's here at Aonagat near Athcrohan that the story of Halloween has its origins.
In some of our earliest literary references, it's on the night of Samhain that all sorts of strange creatures come out here.
As Deputy Manager of Athcrohan Visitor Centre, Mike McCarthy explains.
Three female werewolves come out of here and devastate every sheep on the landscape. And at the same time, an otherworldly woman called Scuttling comes and takes the nine best cows of the local lord, which she brings back down into the cave of Cruachan here. Medieval scribes describe coming out here a flock of lilac birds, that their breath is so awful, it makes all the leaves and berries rot down off the trees. A triple-headed monster, the Ellen Threkin, comes out of here, burning the land all around him.
Up until quite recent times, people would have believed you don't go out on the 31st of October. No, you don't go out on Samhain. Why?
Because that's the night when the other world comes closer, and these creatures from the other world, they'd be out and abroad. So if you did have to go, you'd better be in disguise, or you might be recognised and you might be taken.
So this is where dressing up for Halloween comes from.
100%. Well, we can trace it back. We can certainly propose the practice of disguise at the time of Halloween, as it comes back not only to Ireland, but a concept that began here. We feel an echo of that once a year, right the way around the world. And as I say, right here in the centre of Roscommon, better than anyone, I think, we can claim its origins. So when we say origins of Samhain, we can stand over it, and we have it in writing from well over 1,000 years ago.
It's actually really interesting.
Back at Rathcrohan Visitor Centre, journeyers young and old, returning from their trip to the portal to the underworld, describe their spooky experience.
Oh, it was class. It was kind of scary. It was quite dark and it was murky and all that.
Is it the type of place you think, you know, spirits could live?
They could live there, like, you wouldn't be sure. It's that dark. You can't even see halfway down the cave.
Would these stories have been told to you when you were growing up?
We would have been afraid to go to bed this time of the year. Definitely the ghosts and the banshees and all that. We believed in all that.
You know, it's very interesting, and you can see the kids there, the excitement they have for this sort of culture. It's an amazing facility here. Like, I grew up locally in Strokestown, and they're sort of stories that we would have heard growing up about the banshee and all that, but didn't pass much heed on it. But you can see the excitement they have had, and it's super to have this facility here and to be able to bring my kids along and, you know, show them that culture.
And Deputy Manager of the Centre, Mike McCarthy, says the origins of Halloween, rooted in our landscape and ancient mythology, is something more and more people are eager to learn about.
I think in a modern digital secular age that there's a great fear among a generation of parents now with young children that these things will be lost. And I think parents are really bringing them back to these places, telling these stories, coming back into the Irish language, our culture, our heritage as well.
So there has been a revival of rediscovering these tales and mythology from our ancient past.
Absolutely, and I think it's a quiet revolution. And I think each new generation has to rediscover or rediscover them for themselves, because you're living in a different time, a different society. They might mean different things to you, but they're surviving because they still have a great relevance to us, because there was connection to our past.
And that report was by Joe Caulfield. We'll take a break coming up afterwards. Why former Munster centre Barry Murphy will be back wearing green.